It was rough waters for the skipjack known as the Ida May this weekend. On Saturday, during the race off of Cambridge in the Choptank River, she capsized, throwing its crew and passengers overboard. Nearby Cambridge Fire and Rescue Company boats picked them up, and the 42-foot-long boat, built in 1906, was pulled into shallow waters. The water was pumped out. It had been just refurbished by the Gladden family, hitting the water 2 years ago and winning the skipjack race near Deal Island this year. David Gladden was on board working the boat with his father, Gordon Gladden, who suffered a dislocated shoulder. We caught up with David and talked about the experience.
We were in a tight race. We were, I don't know, maybe 50 yards from the finish line. We were going to make our last tack and go into the finish line, and Wadey Murphy, Rebecca Rourke, was breathing down our necks, and we picked up some speed to go about, and then next thing you know, we were capsized. You know, all day we had been heeled over pretty good, so I wasn't really worried until I was sliding right off the deck into the water. It kind of reminded me of that scene in Jaws where the captain's sliding down the deck into Jaws's mouth. You know, it was hectic. My father, he dislocated his shoulder, and we had another woman having an asthma attack. So we just, you know, luckily people are all around, and they came and rescued people. And
so how's your father?
Well, he's doing really good. They took him to Dorchester General and snapped his shoulder back, so he's hanging in there. He's pretty strong.
So why do you think the boat tipped over?
Earlier, we had noticed that another boat almost went over as well, but they uprighted themselves. And the Ida May is really good. You know, you could just take your hand off the wheel, and she uprights herself. I think maybe what happened was we were heeled over so far that a little bit of the yawl boat, the push boat, started dragging, and I think that might have tipped us over. So there's many different things we're going to have to look at.
What was the water like and the wind like? I mean, was it choppy?
Well, you know, it was gusty. I think it was just 10 to 15 knots, so we were kind of surprised that we went over. And the water was quite pleasant. And, you know, besides the sea nettles, there was nothing, no chop or anything to be scared of.
Now, you were ahead when all of this happened. As I understand it, Wadey Murphy's Rebecca T. Rourke actually won the race.
I think we were in first place, yes, and most people do too. It was going to be a photo finish between us and Wadey Murphy. He told me personally that he would have gladly given up that trophy for that not to have happened to us, and he actually started crying when he said it.
Were you surprised?
Well, you know, once you get capsized, it doesn't matter how new your boat is, you're going to be underwater, and she seems like she's in good shape, so we're hoping we'll be able to bring her home and check her out, and I think we'll be sailing this fall.
How do you prepare for something like this?
You know, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. I think we're going to have to talk to people and, you know, maybe put some ballast on her bottom or on her centerboard so she's a little bottom heavy. I'm not sure what we're going to do.
When are you going to take the boat back out into the water again?
I think within 2 weeks, we'll be sailing her.
David Gladden, son of Gordon Gladden, who skipjacked the Ida May, capsized during this weekend's race in a Choptank just off Cambridge. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.